The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Spencer Flaws could not box me out. I weigh $1.60, and that's after two Big Macs.
La, la, yeah. La, la, wait till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace.
Flick to McCoy. Pants is out of the way of one man. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He dives. He's in. Touchdown. Shady McCoy. To McCoy. And he walks in. Touchdown. Shady McCoy. The Eagles all-time season touchdown leader. If there's a more dangerous runner in the NFL right now, I haven't seen him.
You talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's. I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is Lucky Episode 13 being taped for you on May 19th, 2012. Poncho, this is a horrible day. There was something that took place today. Explain it.
We're hurting, Tools. The Bushwhackers of sports radio tag teams, Voice and Poncho, denied at Citizens Bank Park, cock-blocked at the front gate.
Okay, everybody, just picture this. Voice Poncho, driving down, we got the old RV, we got the everything set up, we have t-shirts, we have a banner.
Beautiful banner.
We get there, Citizens Bank Park security starts questioning us about permits.
Two burly fellas come up and get right into the face of Voice and Poncho. They have Philly shirts on. I don't know, Tools, it was probably an executive with the team, got right in our faces. Voice and Poncho did not stand for it. Tasers were pulled, though. Ultimately, we lost out.
Old media, Comcast, The Fan, WISP, they're nervous, they're scared. We are shaking their foundations, and they're doing whatever they can to eliminate the Voice and Poncho.
We promised it, Tools. We apologize. We did everything we could. We've been touting this special Pat Burrell episode down at the park. A special taping was in line for us. We were going to meet everybody, feel around, see what was down there. Sorry, folks. We're going to try again. Our lawyers are on it, Tools. We just filed for a public defender. We'll wait to get that paperwork back. We're going after the Phillies.
Enough about us. It was an unfortunate situation, but now we're going to talk LeSean McCoy contract. We were begging for this, begging for this. What's our name, Poncho? What's our name?
The amoebas of all media called this back in March when you still had your snowshoes on going back to feed the Blue Jays in the backyard. Anyway, we called it. We said Foster money, Arian Foster money for LeSean McCoy. And sure enough, we were $2 million off, Tools. 5 years, 43 and some change, a steal for the best back in the conference.
We are very excited about this deal. We said the blueprint should be the Arian Foster contract. If they get there, they should jump on it. They got there. We now have a local homegrown 717 area code stud running back. He's happy. He likes his contract. My hat's off to the Eagles organization, to Andy Reid. Drew Rosenhaus, do we give him any credit?
Absolutely not. But for once, the big boy, the big sub-eater, Reed's going to get some props from us. He handled it well, and we heard he was key in getting that moving, Tools. Let me put something at you, though, just to give you a basis. Foster, $45 million, makes more than McCoy. McCoy would put his cleats all over Foster's backside. Foster doesn't even compare to McCoy. I'll say that on the record. May 19th, Tools, denied at Citizens Bank Park. I'm not happy about it. McCoy, I'm all smiles on you, brother.
So, the Eagles have had an amazing offseason. We're excited about all their signings. They have taken the approach to keeping their own employees happy. It is about time. Mm-hmm. There was too much of this nickel and diming your own people. And I think that with Howie Roseman as the GM, taking over for the other guy, what's his name?
Hecker.
Banner. Joe Banner.
We're on it, Tools. Regardless of who's pulling the strings here. Compared to last offseason, not as boisterous, not as full, sort of like I am, but this was a great offseason for us. I love the way things are shaping up for the Eagles season. Your boy Peters, though, how about him? Riding his scooter, riding his three-wheeler with his illegitimate son, got hurt, Tools. Another rupture in the Achilles. He stinks. He's done. We'll never see him again in an Eagles uniform.
And did you read? The Eagles are going to claw back some of that money. They're saying about 3.5, 3.6. Mm-hmm. Boy, isn't that ironic. That's like the same money that they gave to the guy to replace him.
Demetrius Bell denied us on the retweet for his birthday. But we will take him, Tools. We accept him here for that money, which essentially was sort of free for us. A free deal for us now that we're getting money back from Peters. Peters, you're a stiff. Welcome, Demetrius Bell. We love your edgy tweets, your urban tweets, thugging it out with the voice and poncho.
We are not in support of what Jason Peters did. The biggest issue I have with this guy is if you're rehabbing an injury, get your butt up to the NovaCare complex. You need to be in Philadelphia. None of this Mickey Mouse rehabbing in Texas. I don't know what you're doing down there drinking purple drink or something.
Who knows what he's doing, Pulls? Down there listening to Jigga Man, Big Pippin, down in Texas. But he should be in Philly concentrating for what could be, I'm going to say it, a Super Bowl run.
I am so excited for the Eagles. I think they are.
Welcome, McCoy, 5 years!
Welcome, LeSean McCoy is right. We are so glad that he's here. Now it is time to talk about the surprise of the Philadelphia area, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wouldn't you know it? There's some heart in the chests of the Philly Sixers, Tools, showing some pride. Wow. I thought they were dead and over in game four. They were going to be down 3-1. Tools, they were losing by 20 points here. Dead and buried. Sure enough, Sixers back to life. Tremendous. I never saw it coming. My eyes are wonderful.
We, last week, demanded an apology from Matt Wissing. The biggest Philadelphia 76er flip-flopper.
Flop King.
Flop. Flip-flopper. Flops worse than Dennis Rodman. It's terrible. We want to say, Wissing, get off the bandwagon.
Come at us. All we do is fist fight, people. Come into the studio.
Exactly. Now, back to the
great
game.
Great win. Great win. Great win, Tools. Incredible.
When they were down double digits, did you give up? Did you give up?
I did. I got to be honest with you, Tools. I thought it was cooked. I really did. I figured it's a young team, but that's why I figured maybe they just didn't have it in them. They weren't experienced enough, but sure enough, the fortitude from deep within to claw out of the cage, Tools, and make this a 2-2 series.
A couple things I want to ask you, okay? A couple things. First thing I'm going to ask you is the age of Pierce and of Garnett. Do you think that is affecting them as we get later on in this series? Do you think they're wearing down? Do you think they spent everything?
Wonderful point. If you were watching last night's game, everything changed second half, Tools. Now, logic will show you older gentlemen are going to be strong out of the gate. Me, I'm always strong. However, Tools, we seem to take advantage when the Celtics broke down a bit physically. I think you're right on with that. Great point, Tools. We got to give Iggy some more credit. We've been killing him.
Second thing I want to ask you. You buried Iguodala. You buried LaBoy Allen. Two guys that had excellent games last night. You got to give him credit.
Due is the credit. Here you go, Iguodala. I'll give it to you again. He hit some big shots, Tools. Big shots. And that's the problem. If you notice, though, these shots were great in-rhythm shots off of passes. It wasn't Iguodala dribbling, traveling around the perimeter and then pulling up, fading away. No, that's when he's terrible. He can hit a shot, though, if he squares up to the bucket. That's the big difference.
Are we going to give Allen his due? Did you see some of the critical rebounds he pulled? He was impressive last night.
Showed a little more than your boy Spencer Falls. He's a stiff. He's terrible. I don't even care how big he is. I'd fist fight him in an alley.
So you are more sold on LaBoy Allen than you are Spencer Falls?
I think LaBoy Allen actually can play a little bit. Give him 2 years and he might mature into something off the bench, a positive force down low for us, which we don't have. But yet, if you look at Boston, they're not going to pummel you down low. Garnett, he's making a ton of shots, but he's not really pounding people in the paint.
Rondo, I mean, he got elbowed by our number one fan, Horowitz. Horowitz got kicked out of the Boston game. He spent $6,000 on this seat. He's the number one Sixer fan. He deserves a little more respect.
Speaking of respect, Tolles, I don't mean to bring anybody down in the muck and wrestle him around, but did you happen to catch who was announcing the game last night on ESPN?
It was horrible, horrible. Fans, listeners of the Voice and Poncho radio show, why do we have to listen to a woman announcer? It's the most unpleasant thing to do when you're watching sports.
We love our women, Tools. We respect them. We hail to you, ladies. However, during a basketball game four, come on, unless you're taking your top off, we don't need you in the studio, girls. Put a brawny guy in there. Have two guys going at it. We just do not need any more female vocals, especially in a game four, Tools.
The only woman sport that I will watch and that
soccer?
No.
Okay.
Women's tennis. That's the only one I watch. Mm-hmm. I hate everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But just leave at ESPN. Who makes the decision? Who sits down and says, I have an idea. Let's get this possibly lesbian woman to announce a game.
Well, probably another questionable lesbian woman. Not going on too far out on a limb here, but show 13, Tools, lucky 13, banging people right in the mouth.
You better believe it. Sixers, are they going to win the series? How are you feeling?
Yep.
I mean, it's a three-game series now. It's a three-game series.
Tools, I'm no soothsayer. I am no predictor of the future. However, we did hit it right on the head with the Foster-McCoy comparison. But I think this game right here was huge. I say we take game five and we come home, come to Philly with a chance to wrap it up.
How great would that be to win it in six in Philadelphia? Would you even get mad if Iguodala jumped on the scorer's table?
Actually, almost as great as when you were 13, Lucky Show 13, went to that Bible camp trip. You were never the same after it, Tools. That must have been nice for you. This is nice for us, though, Tools. I love everything about this Sixer team now. I'm excited. You stick with your Phils. You stick with your Flyers. I'm on the Sixers bandwagon. Full force.
Okay, we have a sponsor once again for Lucky Show 13. Everybody listen to this, and let's talk some Phillies on the other side. This episode of the Voice and Poncho Radio Show was brought to you by J&J Goodhart Produce. They are located at 110 North DuPont Highway, Newcastle, Delaware. If you're looking for the best local produce, awesome freshly squeezed orange juice, check them out. And we are back. We are here to talk Philadelphia Phillies baseball on this Pat Burrell Appreciation Day, Poncho.
Burrell out and left with the tight pants, laying our respects today at Citizens Bank Park. Tools, special day, special player, special off the field as well.
He was what is commonly known as a cocksmith.
I have no idea where my girlfriend was last night, now that I think about it, and I'm a little worried because Burrell's nearby. He probably laid something out last night. Let's just hope it wasn't mine.
So before we got booted from Citizens Bank Park, we decided to interview a couple people about Pat Burrell. So we have two interviews here of some sound bites of people that wanted to discuss how Pat Burrell affected their lives. So we're going to play it for him, Poncho, and then we'll reflect on it.
One time, Pat Burrell kicked me out of a bathroom at the Continental so he could have a three-way with my girlfriend and my sister. It's actually the second time I went outside the bathroom for Pat Burrell's autograph.
Where? He banged my girlfriend on a display bed at Bed Bath & Beyond. And then he broke a mirror high-fiving himself.
Boy, that is some heart-wrenching information there. We feel bad for these two guys. I'm sure they're not the only ones.
Couple of scorned puppies right there, Tools. However, Pat Burrell's member knows no bounds, Tools. It's been here, there, everywhere, and those boys felt it.
Now, since your declaration of the golden era of Philadelphia Phillies baseball being over, they have just won six games in a row. Chooch is on fire. The pitching's going well, and you're still not on board.
I said it's the golden era being over. I didn't say this team's terrible, terrible, Tools. I didn't say they're absolutely done. I just said the golden era's over.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
Chase
whoa, whoa.
Utley, you got a GPS on him. It's the only way you know where he is. He's not in the Phillies uniform.
Relax. Step back.
All right.
I am not.
Go ahead. Hit me. Hit me right in the mouth.
I'm not going to let you get away with this. You said they were terrible. You said they stink.
You just reminded me they are terrible.
Now you are going to go back to.
They won six in a row, but look who they beat.
You are going to have to endure this for the entire Philadelphia Phillies season. I can't believe how quick you jumped off the bandwagon. You got crutches walking in here. You sprained your ankle jumping off the bandwagon.
John Dinkelberry Watch of the Week. Officially at 6 RBIs, Tools, 40-plus games in. He's on pace to knock in 28 this year, Tools.
Let's not get all into Dinkelberry.
And Jimmy Rollins has 6 RBIs.
Let's relax. Relax. They are winning. They're 2 games above 500. They could be, after today, they could be above the Mets, which I don't even want to hear it from the Mets fans. I've had enough.
Mm-mm.
So, we're going to keep maintaining. As we said, maintain, maintain, maintain. Utley's taking ground balls. Howard's working out in Clearwater. This team is going to be there at the end. You need to realize that.
Broken record, Tools. You're just spinning around and around. If Chooch wasn't having this monster season, this team would be absolutely floored. And if this division was not underachieving, you would also be on the ground spitting teeth.
Okay, you said that there was no way that Charlie Manuel could coach up Freddie Galvez into becoming a good hitter. What do you think about his hitting?
What's his batting average? Tell me right now.
Probably 260.
No way! 227! He did knock a big homer in last night, though, Tools. I'm not saying Galvez is terrible. I'm just saying he's not going to develop him. Manuel is terrible.
Hunter Pence, how about his fielding? I mean, that's been pretty impressive.
Hunter Pence is a glove out there. But let me just give you a little perspective. Pence is around 28 RBIs right now. Jimmy Rollins, your boy, your favorite sandwich, is on pace to drive in 24 runs the whole year. Mayberry, 28 the whole year. How many RBIs does Utley have in Howard?
Zero.
Nothing! Kind of like you all your life! They're nothing!
Okay. I'm the Phillies are going to be fine. The Vance Worley injury is a little nervous, but the MRI came back. There was no damage in the joint. That's positive. That's good. Everybody's talking about trading a pitcher. I just read an article that they're working Oswald out. I mean, yeah. You can never have enough starting pitching in the Major League Baseball. Don't trade a pitcher.
The pitching's great to have, Tools. You got to manage it right, though. Charlie Manuel doesn't realize he has no bullpen right now, and he doesn't realize that Roy Halladay is not the manager of the Phillies. Whatever Roy says goes for Charlie, but however we saw him pull Chuck out or Roy out a couple nights ago a little early, bullpen gave up 5 or 6 runs, he just doesn't know what to do with his pitchers. Pulling out early, Tools, a practice of yours, not necessary when you're alone, no, brother.
So you felt that Roy Halladay had the quick leash there? I mean, he was at 99 pitches. You
right.
Would have kept him in?
However, Roy Halladay gave up 12 hits in a game this year. That's how long Manuel keeps this guy in. He loves to have him in there all day long. Of course Roy is going to say, yeah, Manuel, keep me in the game, brother. Of course he is. He's a pro. However, when a guy is getting close to 10 hits, I think he gave up 8 hits in the last game, you got to do something. You got to give him the hook.
Okay. But are you not happy that they're 2 games above 500?
I'll give you that tiny bit of fish food, Tools, if it'll make your day. I know you had a rough night.
Okay, here's another thing. How about Papelbon? Don't you like how he is responding? He is fired up. He wants to beat his old team. He is a stud reliever. We got to respect this guy. I mean, come on.
He's a stud closer. I agree with that. Tools, I've never said anything about Papelbon. However, this relief, middle relief crew, a bunch of D-bags, David Swimmer, Joe Slavery, Estudios Bastardo, they're terrible.
What about Qualls? He looks good, too.
Qualls is incredible. I could park this guy, and let me tell you something about me, Tools. My sight in one eye is gone. Bad dog accident, not Vic-related.
I am still supporting the Phillies. You can say whatever you want. I mean, they could go for 7 in a row tonight. We're going to be tracing this the whole year.
Boston's under 502, Tools.
I know. They beat bad teams. They beat subpar teams. But what? That's who you got to beat. You got to beat
right.
Those teams.
And I'll give you this. All around the league, it's a little watered down this year. Teams are not that great. Everybody seems to be mediocre right now. So let's just see if the Phillies can actually do something. Don't start chirping in my ear.
Oh, now you want to see if they can do something. Now you want to see if they can do something. You are the one that declared them done. You wrote them off.
I am a Phillies fan, Tools. I'll always be one. So obviously I want to see them win. However, they stink. Ty Wigington is our best power hitter, and Jimmy Rollins, our $35 million man, cannot hit a baseball.
Are you going through puberty right now, Poncho?
All kind of strange things are happening to the Ponch.
All right. That was our Philly section. Now, as Poncho says, one of his favorite sections, let's talk about some of the new listeners.
Love
let's
get
some shout outs. Okay, right around the bend, here we go. You listener segment. And now it's time for our listener segment. We thoroughly enjoy this. Poncho, why don't you give a shout out to some of our new listeners this
week?
Some
new players on the Voice of Poncho's field. At Streaks 17, hopefully not referring to his under trousers. At Sixers Girl, 2 L's, love her. At Kurt Nymphius, at Kurt NYMPHIUS, awkward, weird uncle of Morpheus from the Matrix. And then at Jones _ I lead, I-L-E-A-D, leaders of the pack, Voice and Poncho Show 13.
Every week we keep adding listeners, tortoise and the hare. We are the tortoise. We're maintaining in this race. We're gaining momentum. We're like a train stream. We're going to just, bam, right through.
Going to hit somebody's mouth. Also, Donovan McNabb's mother tried to follow the Voice and Poncho, Chunky Style 35. However, Tools, the only thing in her stew coming from the Voice and Poncho, Knuckles and Pile Drivers, we're going to smoke her.
Okay, so you're new to the show. You're not quite sure how to get involved. You want to interact with us. You want to tweet towards us. What do you do?
Obviously, you know what to do. Twitter.com and then at the Voice Poncho, Tools. iTunes, we're on there. Just download, stream us. Facebook, thevoiceponcho.com. Fresh, new cotton twill shirts, the Voice and Poncho. Go to the site, you'll see them on there. We're here, there, everywhere, sort of like Pearl's Gremlin.
Anybody that's interested in one of these t-shirts, they are top of the line. Just give us a shout. We'll hook you up. You know, we're all about respecting the listeners. We want to hook them up. You know, if you're looking for a t-shirt, these things are awesome.
Tools, we will give you the shirt off our back. That's how much the Voice and Poncho appreciates these listeners. Special guys and girls.
Okay, time to complain about some stuff that, you know, we just get annoyed. The Voice and Poncho get annoyed. One thing that annoys me, which I don't understand, my wife and I pay so much money for cable, it is pathetic. And I'm sure everybody else is in this, you know, you're at about $180, $200, whatever. Okay, I come home. The 55-inch, 1080p Samsung, in all its glory, is sitting in the living room. So my wife's sitting there, watching, I don't know, HGTV, okay? It's always in standard def. There is sidebars on the TV. Why do women refuse to watch television in high def? It's beyond me.
Tools, women are enigmas. We're the amoebas. Women are enigmas. They're just scattered, Tools. We respected our women all along, however. Here's one for you. Okay, had a big old night out Wednesday, Tools. Okay, we went out, did all that. I go to bed. Turns out she stayed up late making all kind of weird foods, cheese that stuck to the plate. Next night, babe. This house does not look good. What do you want from me? I'll break these dishes right over your head!
Wow. Yes, sometimes they think there's a dish fairy, as I call them. Dish fairy. They think the dishes magically get clean.
Throw them into the sink! It's not throwing them into the dishwasher! Complete the job!
Well, that's just some of our complaints right now. We don't want to...
And the cheese doesn't come off easy!
I know, then you gotta soak it! But that's just another... That's a totally other
Bringing
thing.
Bringing it back down to earth here, Tools. Calm us down.
Let's talk about what?
Big time horses, beautiful animals, Pimlico Raceway, the Preakness, Tools, leg 2 of the big Triple Crown. We got some inside scoops on some animals.
Okay, how about I'll have another? Does he have a chance of winning this race?
Well, they say he does, obviously, Tools. He just won the Derby. I don't know if you saw it. You nearly lost your house on that race. He's the favorite, 8-5 right now. Tools. 5:35 p.m. The race goes off in 40 minutes. Time stamp us. We have predictions. We have inside scoops. Here's one from the punch.
Okay, give us your prediction. What do you
What's
got?
Was going to until you just jumped right in front of me. Creative Cause. He's a number 6 horse. Number 1 in my heart. Let me tell you a little something. I was milling around the stables again. I get around Tools. I saw the trainers holding this horse down, injecting something in him. I don't think I was supposed to see it, but he looked wily after he got to his feet, put everything you own on him.
Okay, so the number 6 horse is what you're going
with. Creative Cause. I said it.
I set up a $2 Exacta box with three horses. I got 5, 6, 9. I threw Have Another in there. I don't know. I wasn't feeling lucky at the track today. I didn't hit anything, but 5, 6, 9 Exacta box, $2 bet. That's what I'm predicting.
Have Another lost, Tools, and then it's Section 8 housing for you, brother. Broke Street.
No way, no way, no way. Okay, so is it now time for our Flavor Flub segment?
I said the listener segment is wonderful, but what really warms me down low is Flavor Flub. We all know that's my true love, Flavor of the Week, Tools. I got one for you. Want to hear it?
Yeah, give it to me.
Elvis, Pat Burrell's bulldog, beautiful little baby animal. Remember if he strolled down Broad Street after we won the World Series in 2008? I wish he would have bit Manuel and he would have fell off the fire engine because he's terrible. But Elvis, sweet little pooch. We love it, Pat.
Yep, Elvis. I hope he's back in the city. He's probably spraying stuff off the same way Pat Burrell is.
He's a very active dog. Likes to get into the loins of other animals.
Okay, I have the flub of the week, and this is everybody should be able to figure this out. Philly's bullpen. Okay, you know, you got a couple run lead. Qualls comes in. He's going to do the setup. What's happens? Boom, home run. Boom, he's giving up runs. He's more porous than your boxer shorts.
Whoa, whoa, Tolls. These are Straffords. These are expensive and thick material. Chad Qualls, he is horrible. Add him to the list with Schwimmer, Slavery, Sestardo, and all the rest that you love.
This bullpen is embarrassing. Actually, maybe my whole flub would be the whole Philadelphia Phillies bullpen. But
go whole team, Tools. Your boys, they stink. They still stink. They don't beat anybody with winning records.
Okay, once again, we want to thank everybody for listening. You know, go tell your friends about us. Tell your friends about us.
And don't forget us on Twitter, at The Voice Poncho, Facebook, iTunes. Download us. Put us into your earbuds. And also thevoiceponcho.com. New shirts, new everything, new lease on life. Voice and Poncho, courtesy
of
us.
Let's go Sixers, and let's take it home, and let's beat Boston.
Moving on, brother.
Woo!
Believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy. Man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty. Till I get flashed by the paparazzi. These got me. I hate these more than a Nazi.
As I recall, I know you love to show off. But I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights, lights.
What do I know?
Flashing lights.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby. Hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA. Like Martin with no